Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming to you from the Opera House in Wellington, New Zealand, it's Beyond Belief, starring Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster as those married mediums Frank and Sadie Doyle. Also starring Craig Kakowski, Janet Varney, Annie Savage, Carla Kakowski, and Jenny Wade as a creepy family, and Mark Evan Jackson as a bartender. Music by Andy Pelly and the Andy Pelly Orchestra, featuring Jonathan Dinerstein. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written and produced by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
It's time to send little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond. Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust. Headliners on the Society of Ages. Hello, yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, Dead and Breakfast. Our story begins in a country cottage where Frank and Sadie Doyle celebrate an anniversary. Yes.
Well, here we are, Sadie, a charming rustic getaway wherein we can really get away from it all.
I do hope you're happy here.
Well, wherever you are, that's where I'm happy.
I feel quite the same, even after all this time.
Wait a minute. Wherever I am is where you're happy?
Just as wherever I am is where you're happy.
But you wanted to come here to get away from it all, right?
Inasmuch as you did.
But I didn't. At all.
Oh, Frank, I didn't either. Have we all Henry'd each other once again?
Every anniversary.
And to think I only wish to get away from it some.
Oh, me too. Shall we go home?
You know I hate to travel on an empty liver.
Oh. I thought I heard the bell toll.
Close enough.
It is my pleasure to welcome you to the Morning Inn.
Thank you. Your finest room, please. Name's Doyle.
Will you be staying with us long?
Oh, just the night.
You say that, but when you try our muffins... you'll wish you could stay forever.
Has anyone ever taken you up on that?
You'd be surprised.
I absolutely would be.
Would it surprise you to learn that in the original life of this building, it was a tavern?
Well, would it surprise you to learn that it does not surprise us to learn that, as we already learned that?
Why ever do you think we choose this place, darling?
Then I have just the room for you. formerly the site of the main bar.
And mere moments away from being one again.
May I see to your bags?
Do be careful. Everything is breakable.
With precisely how much of the Morning Inn's history are you familiar?
Oh, only the relevant facts. It's a bed and breakfast, used to be a bar.
If only it were so simple. Ah, here's your room. All the rooms here have names. Yours is... The Warm Embrace.
Very inviting.
Oh, a bar by the bed. Very inviting.
Yes. You'll be quite at home here.
Well, he certainly thought the room was funny, but I don't see it.
Maybe after we nip into our luggage, this room will get funnier.
Let's nip so deeply that it becomes hysterical.
Oh. Well, see yourself in, I suppose.
My husband and I had a dream to be the proprietors of a bed and breakfast. Our dream came true. And dreams, they say, are only a thread's width's distance from nightmares.
They don't say that.
They should. Now, shoo! Let me turn down your bed.
Oh, the bed's made. We've only just gotten here.
I must be thinking of someone else. Someone from long ago. Someone beautiful. So very beautiful. Well, I'll get out of your hair.
Frank, I believe I've noticed something about the proprietors of this bed and breakfast.
That they're a perfect match?
Precisely. Oh. Hello.
Yes, absolutely. Hello.
What a gaunt, pale little girl. Are you selling strange Girl Scout cookies? Because we'll pay us, we brought our own treats.
My parents own this inn. Or owned it. Or it owns them. Their souls. Mine? Who can say?
You can.
Or if you give us a minute, we likely could.
I am forlorn. Good night.
Teenagers.
Don't worry, love. I see what's going on here.
Do you?
Yes. We need the do not disturb sign as no one has ever needed it before.
Too late.
Have you seen my wife? She isn't in our room, but should be.
Agreed.
She came to change our sheets.
But you only just got here. Heavens, she is confused.
Yeah, she's confused. And willing to like a little drink now and again.
She isn't dangerous. I don't think.
I'm sorry. There is a chance that she is dangerous?
She has good and bad minutes. But she's only a danger to herself.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
And others. The routine work of the bed and breakfast soothes her.
That's a relief.
Or sets her off. She hasn't been the same since what happened to our daughter happened to our daughter. Nor have I. Nor, obviously, has our daughter.
Manners compel me to either ask you what happened to your daughter or not to.
Please do not mistake manners for interest.
I assure you, I would prefer not to discuss that which happened to my daughter.
Oh, a refreshing change of pace.
These walls have witnessed desolate anguish. The windows have heard the wails of the damned.
So if I care to learn more, I'll just ask the windows.
You won't have to ask.
Darling, I feel as if it's a race against time to find that Do Not Disturb sign.
Bed service?
Thank you. Still no.
Only just arrived, slightly less recently than earlier, but only slightly.
But you've been here for weeks, months, years.
No, it merely feels that way.
It does. And it will. Oh, it will. I should get out of your hair.
Well, darling, in the coming and going that they're doing, I must tell you I prefer the latter, no contest.
Oh, ha, ha, I found the Do Not Disturb sign.
Too late.
The activity schedule is as follows. 8 to 10, continental breakfast, eggs, sadness. 10 to noon, tour of a creek, relentless climb, desolation. Noon to 2, lunch. Take advantage of our board games cabinet and community library shelf, which is a futile grasp at ignoring the inevitable. Then you're on your own until the kitchen opens for dinner, 5 to 7, during which there will be a wine tasting. It's fine, provided your life's fire isn't extinguished, embers cooling as everyone who ever knows you forgets you.
Wine? No, thank you.
There. I put the Do Not Disturb sign upon the doorknob. Now, to drink.
A fine toast, darling. To drink! Do you know what I think?
One of this family of innkeepers is deceased and haunting the other two to the point of madness?
Yes! But which one is the ghost, do you think?
Oh, hard to say for sure.
1 in 3 chance of guessing correctly.
I say the daughter. The fellow said there were events surrounding her, remember?
Yes, I remember. But I say it's the wife.
Oh, why?
I just want it to be her. And that dress.
Well, my money's on the daughter.
Oh, Frank, we're not betting on who is a ghost.
Well, no. Not if we don't want to make it interesting.
$300 on the wife. You take the daughter, but if it's the husband, what then?
Then they win. Oh, now hush, darling. They'll return any moment. What do you suppose is keeping them? The do not disturb sign. There, I've removed it. How long before they show? Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Any reason you're here?
Of course. The windows told me to come.
Sure. I wonder if you wouldn't mind me asking. Let's see, how do I put this delicately?
Are you a ghost?
Oh, Sadie. You can't just ask. You have to build up to it.
Lovely weather we're having. Say, where are you from? And since we're talking, you wouldn't happen to be a ghost, would you?
Well done.
Oh. A ghost? Me? Preposterous.
Ah, excellent. You don't win. Dismissed.
Oh, the windows told me to tell you to await further instructions at the front desk.
Yes, of course, naturally.
Turn down your bed. You've been here for a very, very long time.
Say, weather happened today. You're from the place. Between us, are you a ghost?
Ghosts aren't real.
Oh, yes, they are. Are you?
Real? Yes, a ghost? No.
Next.
We'll see you on the next round.
I'll get out of your hair.
Despair.
Ghost?
Me?
You.
No.
Boo.
Are you?
No.
Shrug.
Excuse me. This is a settlement bet. Is your mother a ghost?
Yes.
Aha!
My father put her in a wall. Or a wall put her in my father. Or I did. Am I a wall?
Probably, definitely not.
You aren't a wall.
Now, where did these spooky twins come from?
These are my friends. They were here before I was. I'm here before you are. Soon, you'll be here.
We are here.
Not like us.
Not like you will be.
Are you certain you're not a ghost, darling?
No.
Did you see my wife? She got out.
You got out, but we brought you in.
You didn't bring me. I wanted to open a B&B.
We both did. But it opened us. Turn down your bed.
We just checked in.
Turn down your bed. It's too loud.
Darling, I get the feeling everyone's a ghost.
Not everyone.
Not yet.
But you all are, yes?
No.
No. Yes.
Are you answering on their behalf as well?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's just our luck, isn't it? How do you fix ghosts who don't know they're ghosts?
Perhaps we should just go.
Drink before you're on your way?
Thank you, bartender. Two whiskeys, neat, top shelf.
Oh, and the same for me.
So, four?
Oh, that sounds better. Make it four.
I'll also have four.
Creepy, kooky, ooky, spooky family? Twins? A drink before we go?
No, no. We couldn't. But you must.
Oh, it's as if we met before.
Oh, to us, darling.
To you more than to me, love.
And now you're here with...
Hold that thought.
And now you're...
Just halfway finished.
Now that you...
Nearly there.
With these drinks
goes one more.
And now your fate is sealed.
Call it what you want. Another round.
Sure, Mrs. Doyle. Then you'll be on your way, huh?
Absolutely.
Regret to inform, you will be on your way. But not to where you live.
Is this one of those situations where you have us firmly in your twisted haunted house because we drank your drinks? Because it seems as if it might be.
Afraid so.
Day two, Brute.
Ah, betrayed by a bartender. It's how we always knew we'd go.
Oh, no, you're not gone yet.
But you will be. At your own hands.
Unlikely.
The only thing to fear is each other and yourselves.
Oh, a situation such as this magnifies all of the negative feelings we've ever had about each other to a murderous degree.
Oh, certainly. Every slight or disappointment becomes a churning tidal wave of anger and violence.
We shall get back to you if we ever encounter one or the other.
You have no quarrel with each other?
Huh. We must have, surely. We've been married for some time, presumably. Though I can't recall much before 10 years ago. Or 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Frank, I've got one. I hate the way your mustache tickles me.
You hate that you love it, you mean?
No. I mean that I love that I love it.
Well, sorry, sport, we tried.
That's as close as we get, I'm afraid.
Then, if you've no ire of your own, have some of ours.
Rage, I'm suddenly feeling it fits like a very angry glove. Sadie, love, I'm afraid. Afraid I'm going to have to murder you.
Oh, don't be afraid, darling. You won't get the chance, for you shall be preoccupied with being murdered by me.
Now, darling, don't you threaten me.
Kill! You could use an axe about now. Here's one.
Here's two.
Thanks, pal. Now, all that remains is to say goodbye.
I shall miss you, darling.
And I shall miss you, darling. The first moment we met was intoxicating. And I've been drunk ever since. No one I'd rather murder to death.
To death.
Goodbye, sadistic.
Goodbye, Frankenstein.
No, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Never mind.
Forget it.
Fine.
I don't want you to
take
do
back.
It.
Father?
Yes, yes, I take it back. I take it all back.
Oh, let me fix you another couple drinks, and then,
We'll get out of your hair.
We'll get out of your, yeah.
Nice people.
I presume you mean ours.
Who else?
Happy anniversary, Frank, darling.
Happy anniversary, Sadie.
Next time, when they once again walk beyond belief in a terrifying tale titled Walkabout.
Please welcome back to the stage, Hal Loveland and Mike Gagliardi.
And that's the show!
here, everyone at Lady Killer and behind the scenes. And how about that Andy Paley Orchestra? Becky Ward, Jonathan Dinerstein, and Andy Paley.
And thanks to the Work Juice Players, Eddie Savage, Greg Kakowski, Janet Burney, Mark Evan Jackson, Paul F. Tompkins, Paget Brewster, Al Loveland, and Mark Gagliardi. We would also care to thank our wonderful guest stars, Juliana Hansen, Carla Kakowski, Jenny Wade, and Molly Quinn. This show is written and produced by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
Tradition.
They did a spin on it. I see. Yeah.
One of many fine distinctions available from Work Juice.
What brings America with ease to one? A steaming cup of rising shot. What takes the best and costs the least and keeps the wheel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.